Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, happy October to you.
Why, thank you, and the same to you.
And before we do this week's show, let me clear up the challenge from last time. I said, start with the letters R, B, G. Only those consonants appear in the last name of exactly one of RBG's predecessors on the Supreme Court. Who is it?
Well, I think you are referring to former Supreme Court Justice Warren Burger.
That's right. Good job.
Okay, Ian, as you alluded to, it is the first week of October, also known in 2020 as the 47th week of March. This week, each correct answer is getting into the spirit of the beginning of October by starting the same way, with the letters O-C.
Okay.
No, O-C. First up, the name of what ancient wind instrument, officially categorized as a vessel flute, appears in the title of the 1998 installment of the Legend of Zelda video game series.
Is it Ocarina?
That's right, the Ocarina. Specifically in the title, it's the Ocarina of Time. And the Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time is frequently ranked as one of the best video games of all time, if not by some people's standards, the best video game of all time. Even though the nameplate was taken off before the October 29th, 2006 game, Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver Chad Johnson was fined $5,000 by ESPN for having what written on the back of his jersey during the warm-ups for the game, a moniker he later legally adopted.
That was Chad Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco is right. And he legally changed his name to Chad Ocho Cinco in 2008, and he had plans to change it again to Hachi Go in 2010. And Hachi Go is 8-5 in Japanese. He didn't do that. And then he changed it back to Chad Johnson in 2012. Entities are not to be multiplied without necessity. That is better and more valuable which requires fewer, other circumstances being equal. And the simplest explanation is most likely the right one. Are all variations on a principle known as the law of parsimony, and more commonly referred to by what two-word name?
Ah, that is Occam's razor, named for William of Occam.
Very good. What six-letter word that comes from the Latin word for eye is the name of a circular opening in a dome or a wall, and also precedes Rift in the name of a line of virtual reality headsets first introduced via a Kickstarter campaign in August of 2012?
I'm going to say Oculus.
That's right, the Oculus Rift. And the Wall Street Journal said in 2016 about the Oculus Rift, the first totally immersive home virtual reality rig is a pricey, awkward, isolating, and occasionally brilliant glimpse of the future of computing. And finally, on Connecticut license plates, it's Constitution State. On Massachusetts license plates, it's the Spirit of America. What is it on Rhode Island license plates?
Ocean?
That's right, Ocean State specifically, but you got the idea. And as I was looking up mottos on license plates, one of my favorite that I found from the past was on South Carolina. At one point on the license plates of South Carolina, it said they were the Iodine Products State.
Okay. Whatever works.
I mean, somebody has to be, right? Well, no October surprise today. Ian went 5 for 5 again. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the title of the 2018 film Ocean's 8. And it's officially a number in the title, but we're going to spell out the word 8 for this challenge. Rearrange the letters to spell a four-letter word for a part of the face, and a seven-letter word for things that might grow there. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times Games Magazine and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. Everybody be safe, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.